collaborative,
part of the community,
the next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
Take an abandoned, unloved alley. Clear away the trash and debris, and then turn artists loose with their paint and brushes to transform those alleys and, in turn, the neighborhood. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea did exactly that. Michigan-born artist Jason Ostro used art to clean up the area around his L.A. art gallery, the GABA Gallery. It's the GABA Alley Project L.A., four decaying alleys that have been transformed into works of art. And now he's launched the GABA Alley Project Detroit, recently painting his first mural in Detroit's Midtown. Jason Ostro, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
I love the way you describe the idea on your website, from blight to bright. Where'd you get this idea?
You know what? I was walking around my neighborhood and I was seeing a lot of graffiti and a lot of garbage and a lot of pieces from drug users and everything. I mean, we have a very large homeless problem in Los Angeles, so anywhere that you could hide as a human being in an alley or anywhere else, it's pretty much where you would hide and try to find your safety. Well, the alleys around my gallery got so congested with garbage and people living there that the neighbors were afraid to come out, and it was completely just decimated. Strewn mattresses and couches and dressers and TVs and garbage everywhere. I mean, anybody who was moving out stuff from their house would throw it in alleys. Mm. And then you would see these encampments of people. And the first alley that we started, there was probably like 20, 25 people living in the alley that we had to go. And we talked to them a little bit and tried to say, hey, you know, there's these shelters we can help you get to. There's programs in Los Angeles. Well, a lot of them didn't really want our help and just kind of left on their own regards.
Your idea was just that you, as someone who was a business owner and then thinking of the people in the neighborhood, deserve better.
Let's clean up. Let's get our neighborhood together so we can walk around anywhere and feel safe. So I was noticing a lot of blight. And being that I'm really into art and being that I really, really love street art and the creativity and the imagination and what can be done on these huge, huge canvases of walls, I just wanted to do something in my neighborhood. So we put a mural together, and it got a great response from the neighborhood. And then as soon as we put our first mural up, we had a developer in the neighborhood say, you know, we'll help you with a small donation. And as soon as that happened, we jumped and we cleaned out the alley. We got 24 artists to come out. We painted the alley. And
now it's grown. You have four alleys. How many murals?
There's over 113 murals now by like 83, 84 artists.
And these are artists not just local. You had people come from all over the world.
Oh, yes. We have people everywhere.
How'd that word spread? Just through the art community or buzz? Or did you actually invite people?
I started by inviting people, actually. And from there, I found a couple really incredible artists and invited them to come and basically play with us. And I said, yeah, listen, we can supply the paint. We have a grant to basically supply your paint, but unfortunately, we can't really supply anything else. But this is a community beautification project. We're turning blight to bright, which is basically the first time I said it. And at that point, there was a resonance that basically stuck with me on that. Mm. And I thought to myself, you know, this is the perfect call line for what we're doing here, because I'm not trying to change neighborhoods in the sense that I want to push out anybody. I want to change neighborhoods to make the people that live there comfortable so they can walk into their alleys, they can walk around the neighborhood, and they don't have to feel threatened.
And you begin by getting permission, don't you?
Oh, yes. It's if you don't get permission, you can get into a lot of trouble. So there's a lot of different methods. My method is door-to-door. Knock, knock, knock. Hi, my name is Jason Ostro. I own the GABA Gallery around the corner. We're trying to really change the neighborhood in the sense of making it safer for everybody and taking away a lot of the gang graffiti and the trash and, you know, all the refuse. And when we first began, there was, in our first alley, I would probably say 16 out of the 24 spots were like, yeah, go ahead. This is fantastic. We'd love to have you there. And as we continued that first weekend, people were coming out of their house and they were saying, oh my God, this is amazing. Could you do mine too? And it just landslid. It just like everybody, and then the whole block was done.
I'm talking with Michigan-born artist Jason Ostro about the work he's done transforming alleys around his Los Angeles art gallery, the GABA Gallery. And now he's hoping to bring this effort to the Detroit area. And you actually did just complete a mural in Detroit. What needed to come together for you to be able to do that?
I think it's a matter of just working really, really hard and pushing. Eventually, I got tied into One Time Run and Interstate Gallery, and they're fantastic over there. They're really, really sweet and really nice people. And we were talking about projects, and I was telling them about my project in L.A. and explaining that I was also an artist. And I had mentioned that I really loved one of the pieces that had just gone up on one of their walls from an artist that I'm actually doing a solo show with next year. And they said, oh, there's an extra wall on that building. Do you want that? And they said, yeah, yes. I do. I sure do. So I did it at 2nd Avenue and Martin Luther King. And it was a really nice, fun experience. And I was getting a lot of people saying, be careful in Cass Corridor, be careful in Cass Corridor. Mm-hmm. And I grew up here. I mean, I definitely understand, be careful in Cass Corridor. But the people were fantastic. I mean, the super sweet, super nice, super appreciative people coming up out of nowhere going, God, I love this. I love the art that's going on in the neighborhood. Those are the things that, you know, make these projects push and make you want to keep on doing more and more and more.
The effect of the street art. What does it say to us about what street art can mean to a community?
Well, street art can change a community in the sense of making you feel happy and making you feel like you want to be in your neighborhood. You walk down the street, you see trash on the walls, you see graffiti on the walls, you see the graffiti crossed out, and then there's something else on the wall with another graffiti tag. I mean, it's kind of the system of tagging. It's like one piece goes up, something gets tagged, crossed off, another piece goes up, and then eventually it's blight. It doesn't look good. You know, there's all these incredible artists that they put up a mural and the neighbors come out and they say, God, I love this. It makes me happy.
We had internationally renowned street artist Shepard Fairey in Detroit in May of 2015 to do a commission work. And then he pasted 7 works around the city, and the city smacked him with felony charges. Although a Wayne County judge recently dismissed the charges, the city says it plans to appeal. So here we are, street art versus graffiti. Where do you see that line, and what are your thoughts in the art community over that whole drama?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to look at street art. Graffiti is a part of street art. Murals are a part of street art. You have this large divide with some people who think that one thing shouldn't exist while the other thing should exist. Maybe some street taggers don't want to see the street murals because they don't believe that it should go up there. Meanwhile, the muralists don't want to see the tagging because they want to have that spot to put up a really beautiful piece. As far as it goes with Shepard, him coming back here, and I believe it was Gilbert who hired them to do that huge mural.
Gilbert. Yes.
You know, he did the mural. He comes back here. He's putting up other pieces around in the city. You know, if he knocked on doors, those people probably would have said, sure, we'd love to have you do it.
What you're doing in L.A., knocking on a door.
Yeah. But if, like, any of Shep's people had knocked on doors and said, hey, we want to do this here, it would have been great. But Shep didn't get a start that way. Shep got a start from doing these pieces and these wheat pastes all around. But when these pieces go up, they're almost landmarks for people to go and see and go and check out. So the whole idea that he destroyed a malicious destruction of these 7 or 8 properties or whatever that he did, and it was a $30,000 damage report, blah, 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 blah. If these people actually thought about utilizing that art, they would have made so much more money than the $30,000 that they said it cost to repair it. And the fact that the DA here in Michigan is going back after them and appealing the case, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's street art is ever-changing, should be allowed, especially in communities that want to see that over blight. It makes sense to me. I know it doesn't make sense to everybody, and I don't expect it to make sense to everybody because art is very much in everybody's own ideals. Like, I could like something.
Tremendously subjective.
Yeah. So while I love something, somebody could come down the street and say, oh, God, why is that here?
And if I live along those alleys, at least I have something bright and good to look at. And you're hearing that from residents that say they're glad you did this.
Oh, in one of the news stories that was written out, one of the people said, you know, this is so wonderful that he was an artist himself. He's a musician. He said, when I ever get stumped and I can't write anything, I just walk up and down the alley and I get all my inspiration from the alley.
You can find lots of photos of the murals we've been talking about on Jason's website, GABAGallery.com. That's G-A-B-B-A, GABAGallery.com. Or just go to the Next Idea page at MichiganRadio.org. Jason Ostro, it was great talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much. And listen, just one more thing. On the website and the Alley Project page, there's a donate button. If you want to help us, please, please donate, because everything's done with community support, and we really, really would love to color the world.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.